get more detailed. Stuff that really hurts.
Welcome to another episode of Lost in Omaha. Live in Studio 1A, from the 37th floor of the Bodkin Tower, with your hosts Mike and Sam, this week's guest, Lacey Grotesque. And remember, have fun and do cool shit.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Lost in Omaha podcast. It's me, Mike Fantastic. I'm along with
Sam.
And the one-man party, the best hype man in the business.
What's up?
Morgan.
He's Ed McMahon over there.
So fucking... his laugh is so hearty. Today we have it's episode 2. We're with the lovely, the talented, the...
The enigmatic.
The enigmatic, yes. Every man and woman's crush that I know.
Facts.
At least
facts.
In the tri-state.
Hear that over there? Facts. Tri-state area.
At least.
Lacey Newbanks, a.k.a.
Hollywood Grime.
What's that?
Hollywood Grime.
And one more time.
Hollywood Grime.
There it was. Lacey, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
So let's start off. How did you come up with Hollywood Grime?
Oh my God. This is like deja vu.
I mean, you should tell people.
Well, I like to act and stuff. And I like creepy stuff.
Right.
Gore, horror, blood, guts, as long as it's not mine. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a cool name for gross that wasn't just gross.
Right.
So, Hollywood Gross.
Hollywood Gross. And I don't even know why. Actually, I got the nickname Hollywood outside of The Run when I was 14.
The Run? What's really? The Run?
It's a gay nightclub.
Oh, you're gay?
At The Run at 14.
Partying, duh.
Yeah? So you're at The Run at 14.
Yeah, and what's funny is that one of my best friends, who I didn't know then, was in front of me, and they were 17. And they weren't allowed in, because you have to be 18.
Yeah.
But I fucking got
it. But I say, but you got it.
Well, yeah. Wow.
I'm going to tell you something that I've never told you.
Okay.
I was a missionary in Mexico.
This is not where I thought it was.
When I was, well, it's kind of weird.
I know the story.
And I had a hat that said Hollywood, and they called me Hollywood while I was in Galeana, Mexico, building sidewalks and benches and shit for
really
weird people. Yeah,
this is not
that really happened.
Yeah, this is not a lie.
I swear to God,
it's true.
It was for 1 week at church fucking camp in Mexico. But yeah, they called me Hollywood there too.
But no, someone started calling me Hollywood then, so right. I stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's even my MySpace name,
right?
And then I wanted to add to it, so not gross, grime.
Right.
But now I'm Hollywood Grotesque
because you're a lady.
Yeah, I kind of want to drop the Hollywood though because I saw
just be grotesque.
Yeah, I saw this movie one time. They're like, no one who goes to Hollywood calls themselves Hollywood. And I was just like,
excuse me,
ouch.
Point of order in the court, Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
The worst wrestler of all times.
I'm not going to argue that fact, but he is in movies and he is called Hollywood. There's an exception to every rule.
So Hollywood Grotesque and Hollywood Hogan.
Together. We're the only ones who are going to make it.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. I mean, what, Thunder Bay? Who doesn't want to be a part of that?
Oh, that was a great show.
Right?
He was on a hydrovoil. He wore a lot of blue. Yeah, it was on after Monday Night Raw, I think.
I don't think I ever watched an episode of that.
I don't know that I did either.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were in it to win it.
No.
So, like, that's what would be on the cover.
Tell us about your childhood.
It only has a 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
I mean,
childhood. Get back to business.
Fuck.
What were you like?
Okay. I was really uptight.
Okay.
I was an uptight kid. Like, my mom had this pack of cigarettes in her fridge for like 7 years.
Did you eat them?
No.
Oh.
My friend kept asking if she could smoke them, though, and I'd be like, no, don't. My mom's going to find out.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, 7 years went by, and she opens the drawer, and she goes, can I fucking smoke these yet? And I'm like,
7 years later.
And I look at her like she's dumb, like she could have smoked them the whole time. I go, yeah, dude, go ahead.
I'm going to smoke them now because it's like 7 years later.
Seven
let's see what that's like.
And Marlboros.
They were stale as fuck.
All right, now, hold on. So you were the weirdo. In school.
Yeah, I started listening to ICP in like fifth grade.
Oh, you started swinging your hatchet proud? Did you like? Did you paint your face and stuff?
Not then.
Not then,
but now.
One of my friends, my friend Josie, got me into it because we both hated everything. We both wore black and stuff, like in fifth grade and fourth grade, and sixth grade, and ever since then. But one time she just sent me the song. It was Fuck the World by ICP, and she goes, this song reminds me of how you feel. And I listened to it. I was like, yep.
Fuck the Beastie Boys.
I used to not even, and fuck the Dalai Lama. I used to not even fucking have emotion when I was younger. Like, I didn't even laugh. My laugh was...
You hissed?
I guess, yeah. Like, I didn't even smile or anything.
Like a hi-hat on a drum.
It was weird. I wore, like, black lipstick.
Did you speak parcel tongue?
I'm Slytherin, bitch. Of course I did.
I look at it. I bridged it all together for her right there. It's like... Tss.
I've grown a heart since then.
Oh.
Have you?
I have. It sucks. Next question.
Next question. Oh, jeez. So, like, how did you get into, like, the horror stuff then? Like, were you just, like...
Was the Insane Clown Posse the catalyst into horror?
No. But they helped a little, like, listening to songs about, like, horror and things.
Sure.
I didn't know that other people listened to that music, honestly. And then, like I said, the guy I met outside the run who couldn't get in was... also someone who listened to that music, and then we became friends like a year later, and I was like, no fucking way.
You were that guy.
He introduced me to like all of my friends that I have now, because I really didn't think anyone else listened to that music. I thought Josie had just found something on the web, and me and her were the only ones who liked it.
Oh, wow. So yeah. You were introduced like to a whole community.
Yeah, it was nuts. And I was just like, I have never related so much. And then I went to Westside, where it's all rich people, really. Like, there was like... six fucking black people there. It was
in all of West Side?
Yeah. Like, straight like that. Everyone wore, like, polos, shopped at, like, Abercrombie and Finch. Their mommies paid for their cars. Whatever, Fish.
Thanks, Morgan.
Abercrombie and Fish.
What did I say? Finch.
Travis Finch.
Travis Finch?
What did you say?
Fitch.
I don't fucking know.
It's fine. He's just being real. He's being real particular over there.
Yeah,
staring at pictures of Annie.
He's
running out of Busch Lights over there, so he's getting testy.
Right.
That's why I got on Diversion for Truancy.
Oh,
because West Side fucking sucked.
Yeah, but like, I wouldn't do my homework either. I'd like pass every test, but I wouldn't do my homework. So that's
two guests in a row who didn't do homework and pass tests.
Did you drop out?
No.
So you graduated. Are you club GED like everyone else?
No, it's a really strange story. I was also addicted to drugs back then.
Ooh, what kind of drugs?
I guess I wasn't addicted to drugs. I completely misused my Adderall.
Okay.
And I'd take like two Adderall in the morning, drink one of those coffee energy drinks, take half an Adderall in the afternoon and drink a Monster. And then I'd take the other Adderall later on that night. I'd literally just...
My heart fucking hurts thinking about it.
It's racing.
I'd literally like... Because MySpace was cool and you could make your own layouts. Fucking mastered
HTML. I bet your layouts were awesome.
Like, they were dope. I didn't even look like MySpace anymore. And then I wrote fan fiction.
Oh.
What kind of fan fiction about?
Yeah. We're not going to get into that at
all. No.
Just a little bit.
You have to now. You opened that door.
Harry Potter fan fiction.
Yes.
That's fine. That's all we have to say.
Harry Potter saved my life growing up. I read all of those fucking books. I read, like, the sixth book in one day. Wow. Like, I woke my friend up, like, Dumbledore died. I think that was the sixth one.
Spoiler warning for all those who haven't read or seen the movies.
Fucking years.
There might be someone listening to this podcast like, oh man, I was on that book.
Fucking Harry Potter. You ruined Harry Potter.
I woke my friend up at like 6 in the morning to let her know, and she goes, you're still fucking reading?
Like, yeah.
You get through it.
I need
That'll destroy your eyes.
It was so weird, though. In elementary school, I actually had to take a special ed class for reading and writing. Because I just wasn't getting the hang of it.
Sure.
And I don't remember much of it, but I remember that I graduated out of it because I knew the difference between there, and there.
Right.
I could spell them all, use them in a sentence and everything.
T-H-E-R-E is?
There.
T-H-E-R-E, there.
What? And how does that work?
Like right there.
Like over there? Like over T-H-E-I-R?
Yeah. T-H is like personal shit.
And
like
T-H-Y comma R-E. What is there?
He just misspelled that shit, too.
T-H-Y.
T-H-C-L-M-N-O-P.
T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
What about 2, 2, and 2, Sam?
2, 2, and 2?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's go to someplace.
That's
T-W-A, the number, and T-O-O also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
T.O. also is really, I just learned that one, so I knew the other two.
Yeah. Let's go to the place, give me two of those, and I would like to do that too.
As well.
Mm-hmm. It would be as well.
That's proper English.
Well, whatever. I'm just trying to give an example. English is my third language, so this is cool.
What's your second?
Spanish.
What's your first?
Pig Latin. Duh.
I wish you spoke Pig Latin like all the time.
Well, I haven't spoken in a while. When you lose your native tongue, it's kind of hard.
He has a stutter in Pig Latin. That's why he doesn't talk.
Yeah. I can.
He lost way, a ex- his igle patin lay.
Yes, yeah. I way NK Ixfe et they.
What the fuck is happening right now?
We're talking Pig Latin.
Duh. All right. So, Lacey.
Yes.
You are currently out of high school now?
Yeah.
Or are you in your 17th year?
We're trying to get back on.
We're doing timeline stuff.
Timeline style.
Long story short, I was kicked out of Westside. I went to Benson. Kicked out of Benson.
Wow. Truancy there too?
No, they didn't care.
Yeah.
Funny story is that I was actually staying in this apartment with a bunch of people who were selling drugs and partying and stuff, and my mom didn't care. She would bring me bags of food, here, eat this.
Hell, make sure you're fed, honey. It's cool.
You're not paying rent, so here's food. The guy who was the renter of the house got mad about it. I was 16.
Yeah.
And he yelled at me to go to school, so me and his girl.
The guy who
I'm dealing drugs, doing everything wrong. Get your ass to school.
School, Lacey.
So, key to the future. Because
he didn't want to get in trouble, which was understandable. So me and his girlfriend woke up super early, rolled us a blunt, even took a shot and stuff. And then I got dressed and everything, and I was like, hey, let's pick up my friend Gabby, who lives right down the street from the school, and we'll smoke this blunt with her, and then my day will be great. Mm-hmm. So we go and we get Gabby, and she walks out. She still looks like she's sleeping and in her PJs. She gets in the back. We're all smoking weed and stuff, and I go, yo, why aren't you ready? She goes, for what? And I'm like, for school. And she hits the blunt a couple times, and she goes, we don't have school today.
It's Saturday.
Wow.
No, it was just, for some reason, we had the day off.
There's just no school at all.
And I had gone, so I hadn't been there.
You were like,
long.
I was so ready.
Oh,
I was committed.
That was the change right there.
I was going to change my life today.
What?
But no.
It's true. It was about to change my life.
School had to be out.
We went.
Spider, who ran the house that you lived in, was like, it's time to go to school, and the school didn't want you.
We went back to the apartment, and me and her went back to sleep, and then I wake up to him coming out of his room, and he looked at me and he shook his head. I was like, I didn't have school today. And his girlfriend on the other couch, she was like, she's right, she didn't. And he goes, okay.
I tried.
Spider was so mad he got over it real quick.
Spider was pissed.
He was so mad. You got out of Spider's house.
I mean,
where have you?
I have my own apartment.
Right.
So you just left yesterday.
You just moved out of Spider's.
No, I think I moved out of there when I was 17.
That's okay.
This is fine.
Yeah.
This is fine.
This is fine.
How did you get into the makeup effects though? How did that come about?
I always really liked it. I watched a lot of scary movies growing up, from little kids horror films like Bone Chillers and Goosebumps, and finally,
you didn't think those things were real. You weren't like, oh my god, those.
I just like
those things aren't under my bed, are they?
Creepy it was.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was scared. Like, I slept near my mom for 12 years.
She's like, I was 19. I was like, well, I should probably sleep in my own room now.
And when she'd make me sleep in my room, I made her stand at the end of the stairs and watch me go up because I was scared of the darkness.
Yes.
But I loved horror. I even had the Crypt Keeper doll, be my Ken doll to rescue Pocahontas.
Yes! I like that.
She was the damsel in distress. But, no, I started just getting more and more into, scarier films.
Yeah.
And finally, after I had watched all of, the Bone Chiller, Little Kid movies, and Goosebumps, my mom finally let me rent something more scary, and it was Fangoria, which is a magazine, but they also put out short film DVDs. One's hosted by Rob Zombie, and the other has, Bruce Campbell doing some commentary to it.
Huh.
And those are the two I own. And, I liked that really, up-close look not quite like an actual movie, but you could tell someone was filming it. Like, it kind of looked a little cheesy.
A little cheesy, yeah, yeah. A little, little underproduced.
Yeah, underproduced, yes. I loved that. And they were all amazing, and they all inspired me. And one of them actually was called, like, Fingers, I think. And it was directed by Patrick Rhea. And I didn't know that at the time, but I actually did a movie with Patrick Rhea called Hell of a Good Time with Leslie Estabrook,
Mother Firefly,
Tamara Glenn, and Renee Gerlings.
And yes.
Like, it was great. It was so much fun. Leslie Estabrook is one of the nicest people I've ever met, and Patrick Rhea was the director. And then I had ordered these Fangoria movies like maybe a year and a half ago because I missed them, and I didn't realize that my favorite little short film in it was directed by him.
That's wild.
Like, I looked on the back, and
that's
wild. I was like, it's reading everything, tied up. Yeah. And it said Patrick Rhea, and I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
And it was, and I messaged him and everything. I was like, dude, that's crazy. I fangirled a little. It was
awesome. That's super cool. That's like you know, being that child and having that dream, and then like you're in the dream.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing it.
It like fell in your lap, kind of. That's fucking really cool.
It was really cool. It still is really cool.
Yeah.
It's sorry, really bro.
Because cool. you can kind of just like message Leslie and be like, what's up? And she's like, what's up?
Hopefully, yeah. I never tried because I'm like, I don't want to bother her.
Well, I understand. But I think I've seen some back and forth on your Facebook with her before. So that's kind of cool. Kind of like how, you know, I'm kind of cool with the Gucci Strangler. It's cool. I mean, it's what we do. It's what you and I do.
So I had a steak dinner with Stephen Jeffries. No big deal.
Who is Stephen Jeffries? I don't know.
The original Evil Ed and Fright Night.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did he take you out for steak? Or?
We took him out.
That's right.
Was that a creature feature thing? Or?
Yeah, he was one of the guests. Yep.
Funny story about that. Doc actually got mad at me that I didn't go ask for his autograph.
Really?
Yes, because I performed at that event. I did a three Comatose song set in their interlude.
Okay.
And like when it was closed and over with, I'm just sitting there. I was like, I'm not going to hound dog this dude. And Doc comes up to me. He's like, go get his autograph. I'm like, no, it's fine, man. He's fine. He's like, just go get it. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go get it.
You got bullied into
it. I did. I got bullied into getting that dude's autograph.
By Dr. Sanguinary, which is my favorite thing. You're a giant compared to him. Like,
well, I don't know, what the story was.
Sorry, Doc.
He was, that guy was very nice to me. He was like, oh, I didn't know people did music like that. That was really interesting. You could really take that real far. I was like, okay, if you say so. Like, I've been doing this a while, but thanks. I appreciate your vote of confidence, bud.
What's crazy is that Stephen Jeffries actually said that, because originally it was Scream in the Dark who took him out, like Tim Welch, like picked him up and everything. Stephen Jeffries says that that it was like the most amazing, welcoming experience he has had being on tour and doing something like that. Because I know that Tim Welch had given him a hotel room and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we took him out for a steak dinner.
Sure.
Some of us showed him around Omaha and, like, just gave him a tour. I think probably the zoo. That's usually the go-to.
Yep.
Because the zoo's awesome. And he said that he had never felt more welcome because usually they just give him a hotel and they don't even speak to him until the time he has to come out.
Let's talk Creature Feature.
Okay.
Because you got into Creature Feature. How did that start?
Well, I had moved to California to be with a boyfriend. He was cheating on me the whole time. I moved back. And a photographer I had worked with before, Steve Gray, he was the photographer for Creature Feature as well. So he invited me just to, like, behind the scenes, see how it is. And I went, and they needed an extra, so I was an extra. I was dressed in, like, this crazy...
I got this! Me, pick me! Did you actually have to raise your hand, or
no,
were you just, like...
No, I was
like,
the only one.
Or they look
there
at you and go, you, come be this role.
Well, I mean, Doc was his usual self. He's like, I need you in this costume. And I'm like, hi, I'm Lacey.
Oh, okay. I guess that means I'm working
I
now.
I had to, like, swing a sword around and go, ay. It was...
You're built for that. You're built for that.
Was that the Pharaoh episode?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was my very first episode.
I've seen that one.
And you've been there ever since?
Yep.
That's fucking amazing. About,
graduated to nurse.
Yeah.
Nurse Lacey.
Are you the longest running nurse, I think, yeah?
Right now, yeah, I am. I'm head nurse.
Head nurse.
Head nurse Lacey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not in a lot of episodes, but if they act up, I show up.
Cracked a whip.
Yeah, like they say something wrong, I just appear like, wrong!
Spit on them and walk away.
No, book check them.
I've been here 6 years.
Pick that up!
You fucker. I've been doing this for 6 fucking years. You're not going to fuck this up.
No, I'm not.
I'm
like
a professional.
That
I love that it was so hard for Moose to get on. And you just got on like...
I didn't know it was so hard for Moose. So I
Moose's first episode, I think, was your first episode, to be honest, too.
We both started around the same time. Yeah.
Because I believe he said he was kind of doing the same thing. He applied and was like, hey, I do this and this, and if you ever need any help, just hit me up. And then, like, 8 months go by, and Doc finally is like, oh, by the way, if you could come here and help us, that'd be cool. I believe Moose's exact words were, what are you doing Wednesday?
Something like that.
It's pretty wild.
So good.
I did not know that.
So you've been on
Creature Feature.
The movie stuff. You do a lot of movie things.
Yeah.
You've got an IMDb. Morgan, go through some of her credits.
There's nothing on there. No one knows who created it.
There's some stuff
on there. Howl of a Good Time. She was assistant makeup artist.
Right.
I was also partially in that. You can see, like, my ear is in it.
Tight.
Nice.
Okay, and then Black Luck.
Right. That was so much fun.
What's Black Luck?
It is a movie.
Well, I know that. I'm asking.
We're going to let Lacey talk about it?
A man in hiding struggles to keep his monsters at bay when his dark past comes calling.
That movie was so dope.
Some days your luck
just runs black. Just goes black, yeah.
Yeah, she was also...
Hold on. I want to talk about this movie.
I was the bartender in that.
Where was this movie at?
Benson.
This is a movie filmed in Benson. Where can I see it at?
Oh, my God. I wish... I don't fucking know.
It's on the internet?
Yes.
You can watch now on Prime Video.
Exactly. Oh, it's on Prime. I have Prime.
My That's secretary, the only place everyone.
You can get it is Prime Video because nobody
Black Luck.
That was so much fun. Like the.
Are there any other locals that I know that's in that movie?
The preview. What?
Are there any other locals that I know that's in that movie?
Local actors,
folks. Yeah, people.
Local people that I would know. Is there anybody I know in that movie besides you?
Well, I worked on it with Tim and stuff.
Okay, is he in it too?
No, he's not in it. We all did the makeup. I'm the only one in it because they had me be a bartender.
Who put that movie together?
Right director was Jason Levering.
I don't know that dude.
There's another one. The producer.
David Wise.
There you go.
I've heard that name.
He's cool.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, I'm familiar with that name.
Garrett Sheets. Garrett's awesome.
Carrie Bobbin.
Garrett actually wrote it, and he's the star of it, and he does a great job. Like,
cool. I'll have to check that out.
The preview is amazing for it. We also,
short film or full feature?
Full.
Cool.
Yeah, it's an hour and 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Came out in 2016, just in case you're wondering.
I appreciate that, Fax Man. Mm-hmm. You're really partying real hard over
this. This is
now.
Good.
I did a music video for Icky Blossoms.
I saw that music video.
That music
amazing
video was
video.
A lot of fun.
It was really cool.
I feel like I was in the same building.
Wasn't Tim Welch one of the thugs in there, too, and Mikey?
Yep, and Mikey, and then there was a... I do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I was in a music video. You were in the music video, too, for... Bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his face?
Bizarre and Jimmy Hooligan, yeah.
Jimmy Hooligan, yeah.
That was a fun day.
That was. It was the end of the world video.
Yes.
Yep.
I took screenshots of that. There's like me and Tina. Tina Jacoby. Or like you can see us blurrily in the back over like Bizarre's shoulder. I don't even think Bizarre was there.
He wasn't. We never met him. He was like green screened into it.
Like I don't know how we were behind him, but I was like, oh shit.
We were straight green screened into it.
And we all pretend to be dead.
Yeah, was I was the last to die.
Is that the first thing that we've ever been in together?
Yeah.
I think
No. I did your absinthe and cheeseburgers video.
Yes, you did do that. I forgot about
that. She was the nun, yeah?
Yeah. You were a nun. You were definitely a nun.
Yeah. And I got to drink absinthe
yes.
for the first time.
You started the whole thing. You like.
Yeah. I was like 18 or 19.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Mike is Dr. Schatz. I don't know if you know that.
Well, this is the first time I ever saw
him. I'm out, bro.
God damn it. Beer rug.
You took all the medicine.
I took all the medicine.
Doctor's got no more.
So we've done that. What music videos? We've done a bunch of short films, but in this room together, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Where's Alicia?
We did that.
Yes, you did the makeup for Ali. That got banned.
Banned from YouTube.
That got banned.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
No, they deleted my channel because of that video.
It was so.
Oh my god! Nice. No.
It was so gross.
I even appealed it, and they're like, no. I'm like, how are you going to tell me no, but you have, like, all these fan films with actual gore and grossness and,
that was,
like, on there, but mine is, like, implied, but you're like, no.
It was fucking real intense, though.
Dude, I know, but that was still, like, the greatest
like,
shit
scene
ever.
Scene by scene, like, this is how I applied this.
It was so...
And look, I'm giving her water.
Yes.
She's hydrated.
She's so hydrated. She was hydrated.
I'm glad I made uncomfortable art once in my life.
I think it was great.
I'm actually kind of proud of that.
Yeah, dude. That shit was amazing to watch.
Thanks.
My favorite makeup.
I had no idea what was going on. So, like, I watched it from the outside.
Right.
And then the ending of it, I was like, what the fuck, dude? That was, like, the greatest, what's the greatest way to fucking, here's your fucking winners type shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, everybody was made so fucking comfortable to figure out who won a fucking vinyl.
Yep. Like, that's exactly like, what it was.
I felt like, so fucking gross. The whole time I felt so gross.
I'm like screaming
at Naked Brandy.
Naked Brandy.
Which is fine. Cause like,
what a good sport.
Yeah.
Wasn't she freezing?
Oh, man. And she just, pun. Because that's her name, Freeze. Sorry, guys.
I meant that.
I meant to do that. I know you did, Lace.
But if YouTube is listening, no, she was completely warm.
She's fine. Safe.
Fed, water.
I asked her if she was okay. She was laughing between takes. This is
fine. We were drinking and taking shots, and it was a grand old time.
I wept several times off camera because I always felt so gross about it.
God, what are we doing with this poor lady?
It was real. It was a lot of fun.
It was a blast. It was a good time.
I still have all the files. It's fine.
Good.
It lives on my computer.
Post them on fear.com.
I should post them somewhere.
Maybe you should put it like on the...
Well, I sent them to Brandon.
Down in the Dirt with the Dead movie.
Oh, jeez.
Which I also did that.
Lacey did so much of that.
She probably had the best
makeup that I've ever seen her.
She had to kiss Morgan for that.
I did.
I want to jump into the Morgan kiss here in a minute, but let's talk about the makeup you did on Down in the Dirt with the Dead. Because, it's so fucking cool.
Is it?
Morgan.
Because that was a pain in the ass.
Morgan, blows his head off in the movie.
It wasn't the fact that the makeup was a pain in the ass, she had to do it on me.
No, the makeup was, I don't know, I used some sort of, tin lid to do something.
Weird.
It was weird. I'd never done something like that before. And
but
I
it looked fucking incredible.
You can see
incredible.
The tin.
Well, supposed to, because he had a metal plate. He had a metal plate in his head. That was the point.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's a survivor of Russian roulette.
Prior.
I felt like I could have done better.
Well, as an artist, that's what you're supposed to feel. You'd be like, you know what? I could have did that better. You're older, you'd be like, I could have done that better.
I thought it was absolutely wonderful. I'm just saying. Like, as a outsider.
It made me regret not buying the metal plate for Bill Moseley's character in fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Chop Top.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It made me, because when I went to go see him at some convention, they were selling fake little metal.
Oh, it was there. You could have used it.
And I thought about buying them, but it was $20. And I was like, I could just make that. And then there's the fucking time to make it. And I'm just like, why didn't I buy that?
But during this movie, you had to have a romantic scene with our fax guy, Morgan.
Don't call him a fax guy and say romantic scene with me involved.
I mean, but you, I don't it's just true, make is it out not?
Fax guys and offices.
You didn't make out. It was just.
let's talk.
That's why I called for a reshoot.
Let's talk about the luck of it, though, because wasn't someone else?
Yes.
Samantha, you were just originally going to do. You were going to do. You were going to do guest makeup.
I was just going to do makeup,
and you saved the day.
You did save the day
by taking this role. And as a thank you for taking this role, you finally, after all these years, got to smooch Morgan.
He got to smooch me.
After all these years.
Live the dream. We talk about it every day.
Did you guys ever hear from her?
No. She apologized 2 months later. That was it. She's never said a word about it since.
Oh.
It's fine. It totally worked out. But how has your life declined since kissing Morgan?
I don't have purple hair anymore.
Oh. You ruined her purple hair, Morgan.
Sorry.
Morgan, what was it like to movie kiss Lacey?
Well, actually, I've asked for reshoots multiple times.
Was that bad?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that there's that bad. I just felt there should have been more tongue. I felt like if she actually loved my character like she was supposed to, there'd have been more tongue involved.
I don't think she loved you, though. I think she was in it for the money.
Yeah, right. Well, it's she at least could have gave me some more tongue.
Especially if she was in it for the money.
I probably should have worn chapstick.
So were her lips rough, Morgan?
No, they were actually super soft.
Hmm. Soft as what, would you say?
I would say probably the softest anus I've ever kissed.
So her lips are like a soft anus.
How many anuses do you touch?
Only one.
Yours or... So you touched her anus?
No.
Oh, okay.
Lacey, next question.
All right.
Lacey is hoping for more beverage.
Right. The whole anus thing is really strange.
So what are you currently into any types of productions right now other than are you currently with Creature Feature or what's going on there?
Of course I am.
What are you doing? When's the last time you were part of the... When's the last time you acted?
Well, we haven't filmed much yet. We're in the parade.
Oh, are you guys in between seasons right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. And we're also just getting other things in order and stuff.
There's
the podcast.
There's a big event coming up that we're not allowed to talk about. And only in secret are we allowed to talk about it.
It's a very big event.
Yeah. I think it's on the internet now. He put it out.
I
I don't think so.
I do not know enough about it to say anything.
I would say no.
No, because there's the pre-tickets
are not?
Like, no, because that's a secret thing between...
Yeah, there's a pre... There's a secret chat going on.
So we're all in the secret.
Never mind.
You get...
Anybody listening, shut up. We're not talking
End
about...
all inquiries here.
Yeah, I mean...
End all inquiries.
We're the only ones that know.
I am going to be a part of some sort of weird reality... quote-unquote show.
What?
Really?
Tell me about this.
I don't know much about it.
How did this come to be?
I went to Monster Club.
Yeah?
And I met someone who knew Mikey Taylor, and they started talking about this thing they're doing, and I was like, I want to be a part of it.
And they're like, okay.
He's like, yeah, I'll message you. And he did, and he added me to the group, so bam.
Oh, bam.
So it's like a reality show?
Omaha reality?
I don't know what it is. I think it's like fake reality. Like, like Drawn Together.
Okay.
Oh, so it's a scripted reality show.
We're not going to be cartoons.
Right.
Be a lot cooler if you were, though.
So you're the reality show, Doc Sanguinary stuff. You get to do a bunch of cool things like go to blood drives and shit like that. You have anything like that coming up, or?
I don't know of any blood drives coming up besides like what's going on with the secret show.
The secret show is the only like big appearance thing that's set up so far this year.
I believe yes. We are still in parades.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember the next parade because I know that I cannot make it to the parade. I believe it's the Ralston one.
So you're like, I don't need to know this information. For the I can't 4th be 4th
of July.
Okay.
I think it's the Ralston parade.
You going on vacation or something?
I work.
Work?
What are you doing for work now?
I am a body piercer and a bartender.
Right. You do body piercing. Let's talk about that first.
Okay.
You got started. That's pretty recent, isn't it?
2 years.
What made you decide to get into that?
Well, she gets to stab flesh. I mean, is there really more to it than that?
Also, I've been doing it since I was 12.
Right.
Why do you do everything since you were 12?
I don't know. That's
12 was it.
I became an adult at 12. I do all the school stuff.
At 12, I think that's just when I decided who I was.
Fucking terrifies me because Lily's 11.
Oh, man.
So
I haven't changed at all. Like I dyed my hair when I was 12.
I would say grow up, Lacey, but apparently grew up at 12. What are you piercing? Just ears, noses, eyes? What are you doing?
Eyes.
I don't know. I don't pierce. You tell me.
I can pierce everything, really.
So you're down there doing like clits and shit too, or
no,
what?
No, I still have to like learn the genital piercings, but
so it's not as glorious or
it's something I always wanted to do though, because I pierced my own nose when I was 12. I did one of my lips when I was 13, and I did the other side of my lip when I was 14. And then just my ears, I've pierced a few people. I wasn't able to hang out with a few people because of it.
You lost friends because of your piercings?
Well, their moms said I wasn't allowed to hang out with them.
Oh, because you would pierce them?
Yeah.
And, you know, skip school and do drugs. And,
right.
You know, there's other reasons.
Oh, well, too, I mean, everybody skips school and does drugs.
But now I vacuum my own floor and do my dishes.
Wow. Moving on up, bro.
Big things.
Yes.
I might have bought a gallon of vodka today.
Woo! A whole gallon?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a girl.
Hope you wake up tomorrow.
Right there.
No. So like
she's out
I'm
here
marinating chicken too right now though.
I'm
right.
Curious.
Fuck off.
I'm curious about
so
this.
Adult.
I'm curious about this piercing of flesh. I've always wanted to know what it was like to cut skin with scissors. Like I just want to know what
I've
that sensation is like.
To stab someone in the eye with a pencil.
See, we have these weird feelings about life.
Fuck.
So like when you pierce someone's skin, what's it related to? Like what would be a similar sensation?
It crunches.
Really?
Yeah. And you can, like...
So is it like stabbing a Rice Krispie?
Kind of.
What?
I mean, like, yeah. It could be.
Interesting. Well, so if I were, like...
Sticky.
Like, say if I were to go to the kitchen right now, and I wanted to grab something out of the kitchen.
Maybe a pickle.
A pickle? Like similar to stabbing a pickle.
Just really like...
Excited. I think we have pickles upstairs.
like nipples? Nipples, too?
Nipples, you can't really... I mean, there's a crunch to everything, really.
Really?
But you don't really feel it much with the nipple, no.
Huh.
It's usually, like... The ears.
Well, that makes sense because it's cartilage. It's little, yeah. Huh. I was always wondering what it was like to pierce skin with an
I really think
instrument.
A pickle.
I like that.
Either
it's like,
I,
it's
either
like
I'm
piercing
hungry,
a pickle.
Or it's like piercing a pickle.
So. Thank you. I'm gonna buy some pickles tomorrow and figure out what my life is about right now.
How much schooling? Like, how did you become an official piercer?
I did have to apprentice for a while. It was pretty much till he felt that I was capable of doing it without his guidance. And then I had to do a bloodborne pathogen, CPR, and apply for my license.
Okay. Oh, you're BLS certified.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Lacey out here saving lives.
Thank you.
Just in case if anyone here,
if I ever,
you know,
yeah, if I ever, if I'm
chest
ever
compression,
going, yeah.
Baby, I'm about that life.
I'm so glad that you guys are around.
So what's your dream? Like, where do you want to take everything? Do you want to go work in Hollywood for real? like be in that crooked ass business? Would you be okay with that, or would you like want to make your own empire?
I think I'm already doing what I love. I always wanted to be a piercer. I always wanted to act. I always wanted to do makeup.
So you're living the dream.
Yeah, but I didn't realize it wouldn't make me any money.
Yeah,
not yet.
So I bartend.
So like the weirdest part is like piercing makes the most money out of all those things.
No, bartending does.
But did you want to bartend though? Is that something you've always
I mean, my family owned a bar, so I've always done it.
But is that something you enjoy?
I do, actually.
Okay.
It's very, like, relaxing, like, garnishing beverages and stuff, and the whole mixology.
Garnishing beverages? I make like it sound it. So classy.
Yeah, it is classy, depending on what bar you work at.
It is classy.
Like Harold's? Harold's is real classy?
No, it's not.
I'm just fucking with
I've
you.
Been there. It's okay.
They got cats, though, and I love cats.
Oh. She loves cats.
I do.
You ever make a drink for a cat?
I'm going to now.
Oh, yes.
I have a cat at home and a gallon of vodka. Watch
have you out. Ever made a drink for a cat? That just happened.
Well, she said there's cats at the bar.
Right.
I was wondering, maybe it was like, hey, little kitten, would you like a nice little spritzer? Yeah, maybe that happened.
You're fired.
Why?
A spritzer?
A spritzer?
I don't know what the fuck you'd give a cat.
Do you know what a spritzer is?
No, I don't. For all I know, that's
a
word.
Spritzer.
It's like wine or champagne or Sprite.
How would you not give that to a cat? A cat's regal.
How do you not give that to me?
Like I'm just saying, that was the perfect drink for a cat. I nailed that.
Maybe we should have like a segment every week where Lacey explains drinks to us.
I'll bring my cat too.
A spritzer.
Will a cat drink this drink?
My cat's an alcoholic, so we might.
Luna's sitting here.
So what do you serve your cat then?
I mean, I just have, like, bottles of beer, and he'll find the lids and lick everything out of the lid and, like, carry it away.
Oh, yeah. What's he do with the lids?
I don't fucking know.
They're somewhere.
Plotting his escape.
Mm. Yeah. He's got
building
a collection.
A castle. Yeah.
Singing the songs fucking, of his people.
He has a car made out of lids.
I can't. Yes.
He's ready to fucking go.
He's out of here.
What else do you want to talk about, kiddo?
Is there anything you want to plug? Or say, hey, come hire me for things?
Or come get pierced, or...
Let me stab your face.
All of that.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Where can we come get stabbed?
I mean, I'm around.
She's all like, right. just standing in front of a mirror and say my name 3 times.
Yeah.
I will show up.
And stab you. Villains.
With a pencil?
Yeah.
In the eye.
If you let me.
So you want to go with the eye, though?
Or the neck.
Yeah, would you like stab him in the neck and let it sit there, or would you pull
like
it back
in
out?
Like House of Haunted Hill, when they're all crazy and they grab like the stack of pencils and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but
it.
Would you like pull it back out to see what happens, or would you let it sit there?
Let it sit there.
Yeah.
I might paint it. As they're slowly dying.
So you would pull it back out.
As they're slowly dying.
Like, set them up against a wall and then just like...
Start drawing with their neck?
No. I'd have a fucking pad and a fucking pencil.
Oh, so you'd stab
them. Like
and
a portrait. A death portrait.
You'd sit back and be like, all right, I'm going to draw this.
Yeah.
I stabbed in the neck once.
Watercolors.
See, I would have like stabbed them in the neck and then like grabbed the pencil here and start trying to draw with their neck attached to it.
That's just messy.
You're so full of shit.
Right.
I am, and so is she, but this is fine.
I'm not full of shit. I'll totally do that. No.
Any effects work other than, like, you're going to be working on this reality show?
No.
Well, then why don't you just, like, make a movie? I thought you talked to me about making a movie, like, 6 times.
Yeah, let's make a movie.
I just recently moved in, and I found, the disc to my fancy old camera recorder thing.
Like, you were like, Sam, I want to tell you
I
about
had a
this
script.
Movie.
I have a few scripts. One time I was drunk and sleeping, and I woke up. In my drunken slumber, and I wrote down this movie idea. No, actually, I just couldn't sleep. It's an alien movie. I'm not telling anyone.
You told me about it. But you told
me. Let's make a movie.
No, this is a different one.
Oh.
I got like a lot of things going on in my brain.
All right. We'll make them happen. Morgan
Ian.
Don't die with art inside of you.
We're all ready. Let's make this movie.
Okay.
Sometime.
There it is.
Soon.
We're making a movie with Lacey.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
It's on fucking tape.
Yahtzee.
Well, I mean,
disco.
It's everyone's heard it now.
All right. Well, I think we've ran the gambit twice now.
Twice.
Twice over.
Thank you for being so patient.
First time was better. Sucks for you guys. You can't hear it.
But we all know it.
You did it. You
did it. Did we say like a signing off thing or something?
No,
we can.
But that's all, folks.
That's how we're closing.
I mean, that's all we needed right there.
Now and smoking a cigarette.
Do that one more time, just for.
Whatever she did.
That's all, folks.
That's it.
And that's how we end the podcast.
Porky the pig.
You were lost. But hopefully, now, you've been found.